The sound of skateboard wheels rolling down the sidewalk gets skateboarders of all ages excited to break out their boards. Some people use skateboards for warmer weather transportation or just for recreation. Skateboarding is more of a lifestyle. In recent years, 4 skate parks have popped up in the region, with the 5th currently underway. The Alex Rice Memorial Peace Park should be finished by late summer.
It's going to be a little bit more what you would see typically if you went out west California, where there's a lot more bowls, more of a flowing park. It's going to be some street features, but what's going to really make this park different is that it's going to be one of the only parks in Buffalo that has these rounded bowls and kidney-shaped bowls that you can skate in and skate around. A lot of fun.
Meet Bob Knapp, who's owned Fat Man Board Shop in Tonawanda for 8 years, and advocate for Alex Rice Memorial Skate Park. Buffalo skate culture has a street-oriented feel, where people are often cruising streets, parking lots, and hopping up on curbs and rails.
The park is there for the community and to give a lot of children and a lot of grown-ups, kids of all ages, to go have a place to go safely skate. And, you know, without obstructing any traffic, giving them a place to go and have a sport that they enjoy to do other than maybe some team sports. Not all kids are into team sports and showing up to practice every week.
J.P. Gillespie owns Sunday Board Shop in Buffalo. He agrees that skate culture is geared towards the street, but the city has a lot to be proud of besides providing safe places to skate. Filmmakers and popular skate publications have made their way to Buffalo.
They would come to Buffalo to try to find unique skate spots that had yet to be seen on videos, either nationally or worldwide. And to see pros come to Buffalo made me realize that there's a value here.
Gillespie says that unlike other places he has visited, Buffalo is unique because skate spots are discovered, then built. Find an interesting spot to skate, grab a friend, and build it yourself out of cement and concrete boards. Even local resident Joshua Fritz, who's been skating for 11 years, says you can get around the city anywhere on a skateboard, but with some bumps along the way.
Skate culture in Buffalo is a little bit more challenging, partly due to the age of our city. A lot of the design features are very complex and kind of complicated to get around in order for us to get to the rail or the stairs that we're trying to actually go over.
Gillespie, who as a child was raised with an older brother by a single mom, says that skateboarding was a loner activity he could do without feeling like the weakest kid picked last for organized sports teams.
Because skateboarding casts such a strange net, there's so many artists and storytellers and people who have overcome really strange, like say, like birth defects. There's this one guy, Ogi, and he's from Brazil, and he has legs that don't function, and he has to skateboard sitting down, and he'll enter pro contests with no legs. And when you see it, it's like, phew.
Skateboarding was always a part of our lifestyle, proven by the addition of skateboarding to the upcoming 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Announced last August, skateboarding is officially an Olympic sport. Fritz says skate culture in Buffalo is laid back and for a diverse crowd. Out west, people aim to launch a skate group, a brand, or become a professional, but that is not the case here.
We take what the world is doing and turn it into something unique for us. Skating in Buffalo is competitive, yes, but it is not about being the best. It's about having fun. And that's what I think is the coolest thing about Buffalo skating right now.
I'm Amanda Snyder for WBFO News.